Coxie is looking for a joke.
I've got it. Are you ready?
Go.
After you die, what is the last part of your body that stops working?
No.
Your pupils, they dilate.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Oh, that's terrible and rather morbid, Coxie.
What was the best I could come up with under pressure?
Under pressure. Today's going to be a singing episode. Can we sing every lesson in today's episode?
No, we're going to have a bit of a laugh because it is Friday after all.
Which means it's probably an episode where we're going to use some adult words. So if you've got little ears around or if you're a little easily offended from adult words like that, that's okay because it's 2022. We can be offended by whatever we choose. Then you should probably turn this one off until later when you're sitting on the loo.
It's a wonder you can't put subtitles on a podcast. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine in time, and I say this mindfully, there is a brand, Ray-Bans, have just released sunglasses with video cameras in them.
Yes. Why?
I don't know, but eventually what we're going to have is an opportunity where you can listen. People can't see my air quotes. This is dumb. Listen to a podcast by reading the words. Eventually we're going to have it flip up on our glasses or something, which will be really dangerous if you normally listen to this while you're driving.
I'm not sure I really like where the world's heading.
We're not having that conversation today. That's too much.
Too much, even for a fucking Friday.
It is too much. It's just a little too deep. We're going to talk about something exciting and then we're going to have a laugh about excuses.
I've got River Deep Mountain High in my head now. My brain does that. When you say, you could say trigger words because I get triggered. Triggering me, Coxie, you're triggering me. You say trigger words, trigger. And I do this thing where my brain serves up song titles. You said deep and I'm now hearing Barnsley. River Deep.
We want people to stay listening to this episode. Could you
Mountain
please?
Mountain High.
I'm sorry, listeners.
I was going to sing a Barnsley song, a Chisel song at my wedding, actually.
So, on this Friday episode of the podcast, we wanted to share a little bit of exciting news, and then we're going to have a bit of a giggle, because it's Friday. It's supposed to be a bit lighthearted and fun.
Monday, I've got Friday on my mind.
The first thing
Monday,
we want to tell you
I've got Friday.
Is that it's on Friday the 13th of May, right?
Ooh,
now.
Oh, Black Friday.
Today, it is. We are opening the doors to the Tradiepreneur
Shit,
program.
Don't let the boogeyman in.
He won't be coming. It'll be fine. He's got to go through a screening process. We can stop him.
He's got to get through the floods anyway.
Yes. Fucking so we're man. Opening up the doors to the program. It's time, people. Stop listening to the podcast. Stop doodling about. It is time to get the help that you require.
You can use the word you really want to use, Coxie. It's a Fuck It Friday episode.
Stop dicking about. Let's
yes,
get the
there
shit
you
done.
Go. Stop cocking around.
It's time. And so what we wanted to let you know the doors are open. We're going to drop a link in the comments so that you can go and click on that link and you can fill out an application form. And the application form lets us know that you're interested. And then we're going to give you a call and we're going to book in a meeting. We're going to have a bit of a chat. So there's no obligation. If you come along, you fill out the application form and then we get to have a chat with you. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Wait, Coxie. But if I fill out the application form, you guys are going to come and hunt me down and you're going to hold me to something that I don't want to do and I'm not going to be able to get out of it and it'll be the worst thing ever and I'll be embarrassed for the rest of my life. It's going to cost me a fortune. And what if my mother-in-law finds out and is that one of those application forms?
None of those things have happened in the history of Tradies in Business. Not one. Not a single one.
Only knobs do that, and Coxie is definitely not a knob.
I'm glad that you prefaced that. I am not. Warwick, on the other hand, Yep. Okay. I get where you're going.
I think people make up their own minds about that, Nicole.
I promise we're not going to annoy the crap out of you. Fill out the application form. We're going to have a chat. That's it. That's all this is. It's your opportunity to find out more.
No, Nicole, we are going to annoy the crap out of them.
Ow.
If they don't do something, because this episode is just going to keep going on and on and on.
Until you click that damn link.
No, but it's seriously, listener, whoever you are, Bob, Jane, Mary, Betty Joe, Billie Jean, I'm running out of options here. Help me, Coxie.
Tom.
Tammy Lynn.
Larry. Harry.
Did you watch Ted, the movies?
No.
Ted? Oh, there's that really funny scene where he goes through all the like hyphenated double names for Becky Lynn, Tammy Joe, Betty Joy. And he just rattles them off one after the other. It was really funny. And you have no idea because you didn't. Well, I can't believe you didn't watch Ted.
No, he's Creed. I don't like him.
What?
Did not like it at all.
Is my voice annoying? What? Yeah. Okay. So we would really like to appeal to your sense of sensibility. Now we're into movie titles. Sense and sensibility.
This is going to be so hard to listen to. Bouncing all over the place.
Go and click the link because if you've been listening to the podcast for more than half a dozen episodes or more, you know that this is not my normal self. This is my Friday had too many coffees self.
Yes.
And you know that we're just us. There's no bullshit. If you apply, it's really just to flag an interest. Coxie and I just want the opportunity for you and your family, if you've still got one, if you're not working so hard that they forgot who you are, and to make a change. There's been a lot of shit go down in the last couple of years. And through all of that, our tradiepreneurs have still been nailing it. And that's in super tough market with, you know, can't get good staff, there's materials price increases, lots of pressure on jobs being rebooked because of, you know, close contacts and all that shit that you've had to put up with, and our clients are still killing it. So we just want the same opportunity for you. We have, as Coxie said, decided to open the doors, not the band, but the doors, to the Tradiepreneur program and give you a shot at getting in. Not the ground floor because you already missed that opportunity. So don't miss another one. Doors are open for a week. We'll take your application, have a yarn, see if you're a fit, see if you can put up with my shitty jokes. And if so, then, you know, you can get started. And if not, well, you can just go back to listening to the podcast and wondering what might have happened if you actually pulled your finger out and did something. So we were supposed to talk about excuses, Coxie.
We are, but first we just need to caveat that conversation and make it really clear that the doors are only open for 1 week. So next Friday, the 20th of May, we will be closing the doors again. We'll be taking applications up until that point. And there was another thing I needed to tell you and I forgot. So we'll talk about excuses. Let's talk about excuses. I'll come back to it when I remember it. We thought that it would be a little bit funny to talk about what kind of excuses we have heard over the years, because let's call it for what it is. People call them reasons, they're excuses. Let's talk about what kind of excuses we've had in the past. How long have we been doing this gig for? At least 4 years.
4 years.
Past four years. All right. Are you ready? We're going to go tit for tat here.
Let's go. I might not be as good at this game as I am at the song title game.
I just need to employ someone.
I've just got to finish this big job.
I just need to get organized.
I just got to get some systems in place.
I just need to think about it for a little bit longer.
I just got to get my wife, husband, dog, goldfish on board.
That's a good one. I don't know if I can commit to the time right now.
My cash flow is really tight at the moment.
I can't afford it.
I'm not very good with numbers.
I don't know how I am going to implement the learnings.
I don't like those group things where I've got to talk with other people.
Oh, that's a cracker. That's a very good one. I don't like Warwick.
I don't do dad jokes.
We've never had that one for the record, but I'm sure there's people out there that don't like us.
My business isn't at the right stage.
Yes. That is a very common one, unfortunately. I'm running out.
I've got to get bigger guns before I go to the gym.
Yeah, I've got to work out more.
Look, there is no doubt an endless list of excuses. You can call them reasons if you like, listeners. Shit stories. Self-sabotage. Truisms is a great way to describe them. They're limiting beliefs. And you say these in response to a whole lot of things in your life. They're opportunities. Think about this. As you're listening to this fairly mashed up, somewhat subpar episode. Sorry about that.
Friday.
Think about this. Have you ever had an opportunity come along in your life and you passed it up because of some sort of a limiting belief or shitty story in your head or fear or self-doubt or whatever it was? You passed up that opportunity, and you can think now, looking back, it's like, shit, I wonder what would have happened if I'd said yes to that dot, 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 if I'd said yes to that job, if I'd said yes to that date, if I'd said yes to that new equipment loan, if I'd said yes to the joining the footy team or going on the fishing trip. For the dudes, how many times have you had an invite to the boys' weekend, the fishing trip, the footy team, the hike, the camping trip, whatever the heck it is, and you just had so much on where you went, I know I said I really wanted to come with you guys. Can you just ask me again next time? I swear, like, I just can't come this weekend. Next time, ask me. And guess what happens? You never get asked again because the opportunity passed you by. How many of you can think of something like that? And even if it's not the you know, the personal example of the weekend away, business opportunities, job opportunities, everything. Mm. We've all done it. I've done it. Oh my gosh, Coxie, it makes me sick to think of the things I've said no to because of some dumbass fear I had in my head. But the fear was real at the time.
Yeah.
It took me... I love living in Tasmania. I feel like I'm finally home. It's one of those places that just fits me and I fit it. Even with my micro spikes. So I love living in Tasmania, and it took me 18 fucking years to pull my head out of my ass and actually move down here from the first time I had the opportunity, and I passed it up. What would my life look like now? Who knows? And it doesn't matter. So I'm not into causing regret. What I'm into is taking the lesson of, don't necessarily listen to that stupid little voice that says, oh yeah, but what if it's shit? What if they stitch you up? What if, what if, what if? What if you actually put in an application and it was the best thing that ever happened to you? As we've said, no obligation. You're not getting stitched up on anything. We don't even know if it's going to work for you. This is why we have an application process.
Got to have a chat first. So we stake our reputation on the fact you will get results. And so we only let people into the program that we know we can help. We're not going to con you into doing something that we know you won't get results from. We're very invested in you getting results. So maybe I wanted to come through with some assurances. I can assure you we have worked with every business stage from just a twinkle in the business owner's eye all the way through to multi-million dollar businesses with 20, 30 plus staff. We've worked with every level of business from A to B, Z actually. I can promise you that we have helped businesses that they couldn't afford it. They didn't believe they could afford it. We've managed to help them find a level that works for them and get their business leveled up. So not only could they afford it, but they could actually take the next step and join in even a bigger commitment with us so that we could help make even better changes, bigger changes, more exciting stuff happening in their business, more profit. So I can promise you, even if you feel like you can't afford it, we can help you with that. We've helped people that don't like online meetings. Hello, you tradies. We are the same on our online coaching sessions as you hear us on the podcast. We're a bit of fun. We have a laugh. We can be quite serious and introspective. We're there to assist you get the learnings and move on. but we do it in our own style. So if you like listening to these podcasts, you will like being coached by us. It really, it's an easy transition. If you don't like the podcast, I'm not sure why you're listening. See you later. It's been
great. Go listen to Joe Rogan for 3 hours.
Yeah, no thanks. We have worked in lots, tons of businesses where one partner or the other wasn't quite ready yet. So we have some stellar tradie wives who started working with us and are now running the trade business, and the tradie is doing what they do best. And in many of their cases, it's continuing to be on the tools. And we have done the converse and worked with lots of tradies whose tradie wives aren't even interested in what's going on in the business. So we're managing to help them find the support that they need so they can get their businesses to the stage where they're all able to take holidays several times a year. They're not stuck, you know, working all night doing quotes and paperwork and invoicing and then again on the weekends and missing out on all of that flexibility that you go into business for in the first place. Who else have we worked for? What other assurances do we have? We have a 6-month guarantee for most levels.
So three out of our 4 levels.
There are 4 levels in the program. 3 of those, there's a 6-month guarantee. That's how sure we are you're going to make the changes. That's how sure we are in the program and the content that we can help you get where you need to be. And probably one of the most common fears we face, this isn't a program where you jump in and follow the ball. This is a program that you jump in and we help you find where you're at right now in your business, and we help you and your business move in the direction that you need it to meet your goals. It's an individual style program where we work with each of you individually, even though we all come together as a group. But I'm not telling you the same thing as I'm telling everyone else in the sessions. You're going to be told what works for you and your business. So you're not treated like a number. We know who you are. We know what you're working on. We know what your goals are. We know what direction you need to work towards. You won't be a number. You'll be one of the family, which means sometimes you get a kick up the ass and sometimes you get a cuddle. What else can I assure them with?
I'm glad I don't live in your house. We've worked with every single trade you can imagine. Yes. And you know what? With the greatest of respect, I've been asked that question as a business coach at least once a month for the last 15 plus years that I've been doing this. And it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter a lick whether I've worked with I don't know. I can't think of a trade that I haven't worked with to actually name it. Someone who cuts lawns with a pair of scissors, and that's their niche, right? It doesn't matter because I've worked with a business, and business is business. Yes, there are specific things for trade businesses, and that's why we are tradies in business, because we think as tradies, as service businesses, as quoted jobs businesses working in this space, you have some things that are specific to you that are for us to have experience in. But whether you're a diesel fitter, a landscaper, a glazier, a pool builder, a tiler, a plumber, a roofer, a lawn mowing maintenance business, a horticulturalist, a builder, a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician, a commercial electrician, a solar installer, a septic tank manufacturer and reseller, a cornice maker, I don't know, Coxie, I'm
running stone out of mason,
ideas. Auto electrician, stonemason, yes, a bricklayer, a concreter, yes, a boiler maker,
roofer,
making ute canopies, or you could be, I don't know, designing cages for fucking monkeys. It doesn't matter. We've coached every single business that does a thing for a customer. And on top of that, we've also worked with retail businesses, hospitality businesses, healthcare businesses, accounting businesses, financial planning businesses, legal businesses. So we actually have a great insight into the other industries that we can bring stuff from them across to your business in the trades and give you a point of difference. So, as Jocko says, your excuses are invalid. And if you don't know who Jocko Willink is, go check him out because he's a dude. So if you've still got some excuses, that's cool. Let us know what they are.
Yes, please. I challenge
if we've missed anything, let us know because it might help somebody else, even if it doesn't help you. And if not, and you're still pondering, that's okay. We get it. We're not right for everybody. We're not everybody's flavor. But please don't fuck around. If you've ever thought about improving your business or your lifestyle, jump on and apply. We're really nice people. Sometimes.
Except when you do the jokes.
Ugh.
Then you're still nice. You're just not funny.
That felt like a really long, whiny rant. And at the end of the day, Coxie and I, if you have been listening to this podcast, as I said, for more than half a dozen episodes, you get who we are. You get what mm-hmm. we do. You can see there's more than 500 episodes for free. You could have built a business 10 times over listening to our content, and you haven't. We want to help you change that.
Time for change.
Hooroo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies and Business Podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.